For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Let me get some reverb on this mic. Hello, hello. Good. And now some theme music. Okay, here we go. In a world of revisionist history, in a time of epic cinema, one movie became an American classic.
I gotta say, you're no Don LaFontaine.
What are you, a movie critic?
Theoretically.
Fair enough. John Bifus, film critic of The Commercial Appeal, says I should keep my day job. But since you're here being critical, John, let's talk about a movie.
Okay.
As you know, it's hard to get more classic than the film Gone with the Wind. It's playing tonight as part of the Orpheum Theater's classic summer movie series. Lately, people have been saying that we might need to take a new look at this film.
This issue has been percolating for several years, but obviously, the tragedy that caused everyone to take a much overdue look at the public display of Confederate imagery and symbols has also had the effect of causing people to look at some other artifacts that promote a romanticized or whitewashed, if you will, view of the Old South. Gone with the Wind is a good place to start.
And because of that, some critics are saying that the movie shouldn't be shown as entertainment anymore.
Particularly, the critic at the New York Post wrote a column saying it was time to basically put Gone with the Wind in mothballs along with The Birth of a Nation, something not to be presented without any context as just mainstream entertainment, which is how Gone with the Wind has been presented ever since it came out.
Some movies have been, for the most part, buried over racial insensitivity. I can think of the jazz singer, one of the most critically important films of all time, Al Jolson, in blackface, makes the film almost impossible to air. And yet, why do you think the character of Mammy in Gone with the Wind has survived this kind of censorship?
Gone with the Wind is a really rich film in terms of interpretation for pro and con. The Mammy character is an embodiment of those contradictions. She is arguably the most sympathetic and possibly one of the smartest and wittiest characters in the film.
If you don't care what folks says about this family, I does. I has told you and told you that you can always tell a lady but the way that she eat in front of folks like a bird. And I ain't aiming for you to go to Mr. John Wilkins's and eat like a field hand and gobble like a hawk.
Fiddle-dee-dee.
Historically, Hattie McDaniel became the first African-American to win an Academy Award. So at one time, this was something that people could take pride in, yet at the same time, there's something embarrassing about this happy house slave who devotes her life to Scarlett O'Hara, a spoiled Southern belle.
John Bifus, you've made the case that Gone with the Wind is actually a critique of the South. You've called it a biblical punishment narrative. How is that?
The second half of the movie is almost relentlessly dark. These characters are guilty of this sin of slavery. Everyone is punished in one way or another. People die. Scarlett's father quickly breaks his neck. The characters don't seem to understand that they've actually brought this upon themselves because of this inhuman system.
Should we go to this movie and still try to enjoy it as entertainment?
Yes, I think it still works very, very well as a film. It still accomplishes what it's trying to do in terms of its emotional effect on an audience.
John Bifus is the film critic of The Commercial Appeal. He's written a longer article about Gone with the Wind on commercialappeal.com. And you can see the movie tonight on the big screen at the Orpheum Theater. John, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.